This sculpture from the north of the island of Nias, in the far western region of the Indonesian archipelago, is a representation of an ancestor, more specifically of a founding ancestor. The naturalistically depicted goateed founder of a clan holds a bowl used to accept offerings. The person's noble descent is revealed by his seated position. Common ancestors were always depicted in a standing position on Nias. The massive, tapered crown and heavy gold or brass jewelry adorning its ears, neck, and arms were emblems of importance in the three-class society of Nias, consisting of nobles, commoners, and slaves. To this day, descendants of Nias's noble families enjoy special privileges, but also bear special responsibility to engage themselves on behalf of the community.
In earlier times, the deceased were thought to be still present among the living on the island of Nias. Abstract portraits of the dead were carved in wood and hung on the inside walls of houses, from which the male and female ancestors of a family could watch over the well-being of their descendants. The founding ancestor of a kin group had a special importance. His image was much larger and carved with much greater realism and attention to detail. Nonetheless, these images were never intended as individual portraits. The iconography of the sculptures was clearly defined and regionally specific. Local people could tell immediately whether an ancestor figure had been carved in the south, the center, or the north of the island. Carvers had only a limited degree of artistic license.
Representations of founding ancestors stood as protective patrons in front of the central supporting pillar of the dwellings of noble families and village chiefs. The members of nobility were able, as otherwise were only goldsmiths, to handle gold, the most precious gift of the gods. Gold played an extremely important part in the lives of the inhabitants of Nias in economic, social, and religious terms. Gold was a holy substance with magical powers. From the 17th century onward, there is evidence that gold from Sumatra was traded for slaves. With the arrival of the Dutch colonial administration, the trade in slaves was abolished, and the nobility of Nias descended into poverty. Gold lost the symbolic importance it formerly held, the production of gold jewelry was discontinued, and the remaining precious golden heirlooms gradually sold.